Not this news about Queen Elizabeth, Queenie, Lizzie, staple, icon, just all-around precious gem of a queen. Someone who literally lives in my mind rent-free, and I'm really happy that she does because I think about her probably 1 to 5 times a week. Not just because I'm obsessed with the crown and pretty much royals and, you know, the monarchy, but just because she's a vessel. She's a pillar of strength and someone that I think everybody in the world should look up to. But obviously, like many of you, I'm consumed. Since I've woken up, I've been consumed with this news about the queen and her medical condition and everything. So we're going to get into that in a moment. It's also really interesting because I'm flying to London tomorrow morning. My first stop, my European trip. So it's just like, oh no, it breaks my heart. But anyways, hi everybody. Happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's almost, you know, end of the week, short week, great week. Not just because of all the Lea Michele news, which I'm literally living for, and all the TikTok videos, but also because I'm home and, whenever I come home, I feel like I'm recharged and, it's nice to be back with my parents. It's always great to go home to your parents' house, right? I mean, for some, not everybody. For me, because my parents live right on the water and I live in a very New England-y town. It's very different from Los Angeles and I love that. Also, their house is like, not to boast, but it's like spacey, and I live in a condo in LA, which is great, but I like to have space. And it's also nice to go to sleep and not hear like other people in my building, which is one of the reasons why I opted to buy a condo, not a home, because I'm 33 and I still get really scared. Like I have to sleep with the TV on, I have to sleep with the nightlight on. Like I'm a child. And when by choosing to live in a condo, always in the back of my mind, it's like, okay, there's people around me. So if like anyone tries to like break in, I can like yell and somebody will hear me, but it's like different when you're in a house because it's like no one will hear you. You're doomed. But that's pretty much that on that. What else? I'm so tired. I'm jet lagged, but I'm trying to prepare myself to get on European time, which is 6 hours ahead, but technically it's 9 hours ahead because I'm still on LA time. So I went to bed at 3 a.m. last night, which is midnight for me. So it's pretty standard. But then I woke up at 7, which is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, which is 1, but it's really like 4, I'm gonna be all messed up, but that's okay, because I'll hopefully be pumped, full of adrenaline, and just ready to hit the ground running, and I've been, like, Googling, like, how to, like, avoid jet lag, but in the words of Dorothy Wang, you do not get jet lag, you do not need to get jet lag. If you know, it's a very specific niche reference from the iconic E! Show, Rich Kids of Beverly Hills. Okay, enough of that, pish posh, it's time to get into the real news of the day, and of course, it's the heartbreaking, devastating, stressful AF news coming from basically every major news outlet that the Queen Elizabeth doctors are concerned for her health. Okay, so I'm going to first read from TMZ because there's literally minute-by-minute updates. And the most recent update says thus. Well, basically what they're covering, the Queen's doctors are concerned for her health, are concerned for the health of the British monarch and recommend she remains under medical supervision, Buckingham Palace said in a statement on Thursday, also via their Instagram. I saw that too. Her son, Prince Charles, and her grandson, Prince William, and other British royal families have traveled to Balmoral Castle in Scotland to be with the 96-year-old monarch's side. Okay, 7 minutes ago, Prince Harry is en route to Balmoral separately from other royals. Prince Harry is on his way to Balmoral separately from other royals, but has been in coordination with other family members' plans, a spokesperson for the Sussexes told CNN. By the way, if you don't follow the royal family, which is totally understandable, Balmoral, and you watch The Crown on Netflix, Balmoral was where Margaret Thatcher, I believe it was where Margaret Thatcher went to visit Lizzie and they did the hike and she wasn't wearing the proper shoes and it's in Scotland. It's iconic. It's gorgeous. Here's another clarification. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, is not traveling to Balmoral with Prince Harry. The Duke of Sussex, a spokesperson for the Sussexes, clarified in a note to CNN. It's not clear if Meghan will potentially join on a later date. Okay. And then 47 minutes ago, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss does not currently have plans to travel to Scotland on Thursday or Friday. There are no plans currently for the UK Prime Minister Liz Truss to travel to Scotland on Thursday or Friday. The update before that, prior to that, Canadian Prime Minister sends well wishes to the Queen and Royal Family. Justin Trudeau, obviously, precious gem of a prime minister, somebody who I wish was here in the States, like many of you do. He tweeted, "My thoughts and thoughts of Canadians across the country are with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II at this time. We're wishing her well and sending her best to the royal family." Prior to that, royals arrive at Aberdeen Airport en route to Balmoral Castle. A flight containing some members of the royal family has landed at Aberdeen Airport in Scotland ahead of their arrival at Balmoral, according to UK's PA media news agency Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, and Prince Edward, Edward's wife Sophie, and the Earl and Countess of Wessex, Sussex and Wessex, were among the members on board, according to PA. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have also made plans on the journey. Okay, but we obviously got an update on Prince Harry. Okay, prior to that, Commonwealth Secretary General says she is, quote, deeply concerned over the Queen's health. Commonwealth Secretary General Patricia Scotland said in a statement Thursday that she is, quote, deeply concerned to hear about the concerns of the Queen's health. On behalf of every nation and citizen of the Commonwealth family, I send my best wishes to Her Majesty and the royal family. She will remain in my prayers, added Scotland, added in a tweet. The Commonwealth is a voluntary association of 56 independent and equal countries that work together to pursue common goals which promote development, democracy, and peace, according to the association. The Commonwealth's roots go back to the British Empire, but any country can join the modern Commonwealth. I feel like the United States should join them because we're just, like, out of control here. Here's where Balmoral Castle is located in Scotland. The Queen always travels to the Balmoral Castle in Scotland for the summer, according to CNN's Max Foster. She's currently there, and the royal family members are traveling to see her. It looks really gorgeous. I've never been to Scotland, but I would love to go. Prince Charles and Camilla have arrived at Balmoral Castle. Okay, so this is, like, sort of the beginning of the article here, which is what we know, we as in CNN, about the Queen's previous health issues. The Queen has continued to conduct a wide range of engagements well into her 90s, but she has been forced to reduce her diary significantly this year while suffering from mobility issues. The monarch has, over recent years, suffered a handful of episodes related to her health. I mean, she's in her 90s, and this woman is a vessel, so, like, give the woman a break. December 2003, the queen had an operation to remove a torn cartilage in her left knee. March 2013, the monarch was hospitalized to be treated for gastroenteritis, a common stomach bug. May 2021, she missed the Rembrandt Sunday service in central London after spraining her back. Many of us have, you know, back issues. October 2021, the Queen spent a night at the hospital while undergoing preliminary investigations, the palace said at the time. February 2022, the Queen contracted COVID-19 and suffered mild cold-like symptoms but continued with light duties. Since her COVID-19 diagnosis, the Queen has been forced to more regularly cancel or slim down some events. Totally understandable. She did not attend the celebrations for June's Platinum Jubilee, marking her 70 years on the throne. I'm going to say that again. 70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth has been a vessel and just ruling monarch queen. The woman deserves to rest. She is such an icon. She is such a historical fixture. Some of that will be in the history books forever and ever. She already is. But this is a woman who's really literally carried the country on her back. And just, it's remarkable. And I'm wishing her speedy recovery. I'm going to say it right now, here and now, Liz is going to be fine. Because you know what? We all got to be optimistic. We all got to be in Liz's corner. I'm just going to hop over here to TMZ because they have been posting some stuff as well here. Queen Elizabeth doctor's concerned for health. Let's see if there's any updates. Prince William was seen driving to Balmoral from the Aberdeen Airport. He was in the car with Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, and Edward's wife, Sophie. Oh, here. He was also getting off a private jet. I mean, it makes sense. A Royal Air Force private jet carrying the Queen's family has arrived. Oh, okay. Air Force private jet. Love it. 96. Queen Elizabeth is 92nd. Queen Elizabeth II is 96. Okay. 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth II will remain under the doctor's care. By the way, this is from TMZ. Will remain under doctor's care as concern for her health continue to grow. This according to a new statement from Buckingham Palace. Following further evaluation this morning, I'm sorry, there's an ad here, so I'm just trying to cut it out. Okay, sorry, I just refreshed. I'm going to read it again. Okay, 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth II will remain under doctor's care as concerns over her health continue to grow. This according to a new statement from Buckingham Palace. Quote, following further evaluation this morning, the Queen's doctors are concerned for Her Majesty's health and have recommended she remain under medical supervision. The Queen remains comfortable at Balmoral and at Balmoral, the palace statement released Thursday said. The Queen's son, Prince Charles, her grandson, Prince William, and Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, are heading to Balmoral to be with her. It was also just announced that Harry and Meghan are on their way to join the rest of the family. On Tuesday, Queen Elizabeth hung out with Britain's new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, but she looked kind of frail. Okay, TMZ, why would you say that? Like, she's a 96-year-old queen. Like, she's 96. Like, you don't have to say that she looks essentially clouding it or fluffing it up to say she looks like, oh, come on. Anyways, upon hearing the news about the Queen's health, Truss tweeted that, quote, the whole country will be deeply concerned by the news from Buckingham Palace this lunchtime. My thoughts and the thoughts of the people across our United Kingdom are with Her Majesty the Queen and her family at this time. Recently, the Queen's health has deteriorated and her royal duties have been scaled back over the past year. Several trips she would normally take have been canceled by her doctors with no explanation given. I mean, I don't like reading this. Nobody likes reading this. And if you do, then, well, I don't know who you are. Queen Elizabeth, Lizzie, Queenie, she's just been one of those presences that's been in, I think, everybody's life. I mean, I am so invested in the royal family. I'm fascinated by them. I love them. I'm a huge fan of them, all of them. Controversy aside, you know, with Meghan and everything, I love them, and I love what they stand for, and I love that they're this... The fact that we live in such a modern world, yet we still have royals, you know, and kings and queens and princes and duchesses and countesses. I mean, we have, of course, everybody knows we have one countess in the United States, of course, Countess Luann. But I mean, the fact that we have like countesses that are royals that are like really present and, you know, who so many look up to and live for and just celebrate and honor and respect. I love it. So I'm going to say it again. I am wishing Liz a speedy recovery. And for me, it's she's going to be fine. She's going to be great. Love her. I'm sending her light and power. And her. It's also so great to read that, you know, obviously William and Harry, her grandsons, despite their alleged, because we don't know actually what goes on behind closed doors, you know, rift or whatever you want to call it, that they're in the presence of, I'm gonna try to word this. In a time of distress, they're there for their grandmother together. All differences put aside, you know, when need be to be there for your loved one. And that's what life is, you know. Even if you're beefing with someone, you are there for them, or you are there for a mutual cause, because life is very fragile and very delicate. So I'm sending, all my love to the royal family. I have two other stories picked out, but I just don't feel right reading about them because I want to donate, I want to dedicate an entire episode to Liz because I love her so much. And I'll just be thinking about her all day. I really will. And off of that, going off on a tangent, I'm really looking forward to Imelda Staunton, who is the next version of Queen Elizabeth up to the most current in the next two seasons of The Crown, following her predecessor, Olivia Colman, who obviously then followed Claire Foy. But Imelda Staunton is such a great actress. For those of you who are Harry Potter fans, she played Umbridge, so she's amazing. And fun fact, her daughter is Prudence Featherington in Bridgerton. So it's really awesome that, you know, talent wins in the family. And I'm sure that she is, of course, too, thinking of Queen Elizabeth on this very, very stressful day. And it's just sad, you know? It's sad, but everybody, you know, please send their love and healing powers to the Queen, because she's an icon. And the words of Wendy Williams, she's an icon. No, what does Wendy Williams say about that iconic thing she said about Peppa the Pig? She's an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment. And Queen Elizabeth will always be the moment. So, yeah. That's all I got for you guys. I'm not going to read my other stories because I'm just going to be, you know, thinking about Liz, our queen. Or Queenie. All right, everybody, have a good day and cherish your loved ones. Bye.